Hey everybody, thank you for listening to Joss and Lou talk to you. We hope you appreciate it on the news.
That's the goal, to get this onto the news.
Yeah, I mean,
get on the local.
New local podcast stars in Moline, Illinois. Yeah,
also having a part of the news, like, and now for some fucking randomness, we cut to, oh god.
Hey, if the Portillo's lady can be, I don't think that was on the news, but yeah,
I don't know. I'm sure there was like,
maybe after the fact.
We should look it up. See, there's got to have been like a local news thing that was like, this Quad City making the rounds online and not for the best reasons.
Quad City's embarrassed again. hey, it happens to the best of places.
No, yeah. It's a very charming embarrassed.
Yes. We love the Quad Cities. I just want to emphasize that before people are like, freak you, man.
I feel like we're in a weird place right now because we've only lived here for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're in a weird place where like, we're here long enough to want to make jokes about it.
Yeah.
But we haven't been here long enough where it's like, if Quad Cityans are going to be like, probably like, you know, the like, I can make fun of it, but you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're probably new enough where it's like, how dare you?
We should send out a survey. Basically. When it's appropriate. Yeah. Do you think we've lived here for 3 years and we're excited to call it our home. Do you think it's appropriate for us to make Quad City based jokes yet?
Yes.
Can
yes
we
or
make
no.
truck eating bridge jokes? Yes or no?
Well, and I feel like there's like rages too, because it's like the truck eating bridge, yes, but like making fun of like the, oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? Like the self deprecating.
Yeah. Can we make fun of flooding jokes?
Yeah. Maybe on the Illinois side, but not the Iowa side.
Yeah, because Rock Island has the barrier.
The barrier.
But Davenport doesn't.
Yeah.
But then Davenport paid for the bridge.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just, this is like what we hear.
Yeah.
And little I didn't.
Tidbits of gossip.
I didn't look into it myself.
No.
I'm going to be honest. No. I don't know if Illinois did or did not pay for our portion of the I-74 bridge.
Yeah, I don't even know how you looked at it. Like,
I know it was a big learning day of like with the old I-74 bridge. The difference between explosion and implosion. Yeah. It's like, no! There was dynamite. There should be an explosion.
Man, I wanted concrete flying all around. I wanted Armageddon, like the movie in downtown Moline, with just pieces of burning concrete from the old bridge go flying through the cones building. That's what I wanted.
I think the Middle of Vibrant Arena or the Mark or whatever has a piece of the I-74 bridge, like how like Sue's head in the Field Museum is like, at least how
glass.
It used to be displayed.
Yeah. Wow, that was an old bridge. Look at that. You can see the char marks from the explosion. Yeah, that was a whole to-do of the bridge. And
well, and we live kind of close to it, so we could like maybe hear it a little in the morning.
I remember one.
It was like really early in the morning each time.
Yeah, I remember one of the times I did it, I heard just a loud thing outside.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I wonder what that was. Like, oh, it was probably the bridge. And then there was like smoke. We could see like smoke coming up.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, they exploded the bridge.
Or imploded the bridge.
I know people went to go watch. You were disappointed.
I thought like the first time they made an implosion and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Maybe the second time they made more of a show of it. I don't know if that's true, but at least that's the story I want to tell myself at least.
I like the idea where like the city was like, or whoever is in charge of doing that was like, let's give the people what they want.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sorry.
Crazy cat time.
We had a crazy cat time. Well, anyways, explosions kind of go into what... Oh, my God. Juju! Implosions and explosions works really well with our topic of today, which is kind of going to be like a continuous thing that we're going to do on our podcast.
We're going to come up with like a name for the... like.
So basically...
Pitch Storm episode.
Yeah, so basically Pitch Storm episode. There is this party game called Pitch Storm. I think it's from the same people that do red flags me? I don't know. It's like one of, okay. So it's like, obviously, like, lineage from Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
I don't really like Cards Against Humanity, but it's, you know, if that didn't exist, we wouldn't have this game.
Right.
And basically, it's a little bit different. It's a party game where you draw, like, a plot and, like, a character.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the judge is, like, the producer or executive or whatever. And they have, like, producer notes. And, like, you have a certain amount of time to, like, you know, look at your topic. And then the judge can, like, stop you. And put it. It's very fun. Very silly time. We've only really played it once. But it was a great time. And I would love to play it again, like, as is the function. Other than I think you should increase. Like, they only give you, like, 45 seconds, including producer like notes.
Yeah.
And I think that it should be at least like 2 minutes.
It's also a game where you can change, in the manual, I think it's like literally like this, the point of the game isn't to win. If you care about that, here's how to do it, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The point is to just like come up with silly stuff.
The point is to have fun. It's not about winning or losing. It's just about like, it's just a house game, house party game. You can have house rules.
Yeah, people are like that. You're probably supposed to be drunk while playing it and all that stuff.
You don't have to be drunk. You don't have to be. I was not drunk while playing this, and I had a great time.
I don't think any of us were.
Okay, perfect.
So, but yeah.
So that's to give you a lot of background. It's one of these games. We had it for like a year, and we just started like playing it. We had this game and we had like a Jurassic Park game that we were going to add to the Last Picture House game pile. And then we never did. Yeah, we never and did. Now I'm too embarrassed. I think we sold it.
I think we took it because we did a big run to Half Price Books. And we were like, instead of giving it to them, we'll just get 4 cents for it or whatever.
Hey, we actually did really well on that Half Price Books. Oh my God.
I don't know what this book fell before and I put it right back to where it was when it fell.
Okay. So how we're going to play it, because obviously we have to adjust it a little bit. I wanted to say why, and then I'll get into how we're going to play it.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously this is like a film-based party game, writing-based party game, and I think that's very fun. And I think for the podcast, like, I wanted to record something today because I genuinely had a really good time recording the other day, and I want to do it again.
Yep.
But I didn't have, like, a great idea, and I just want to be, like, putting up stuff, you know? And so I was like, why don't we play Pitchstorm, and we adjust the rules? And I think it also puts our mind on, like, being creative, like, in a writing, especially film, space. And then, like, when we played with friends, it was fun because, like, we added like in jokes about the industry and stuff. So if you get to cosplay as a executive, it's fun to, I guess, take the piss out of them a little bit into whatever narrative you're building at your party. So that's what it's a very, to me, it's like creative game and it's about film, which like is kind of, something that I wanted to focus on, in this new year is like getting back into this, passion or interest of mine.
Yes. I also want to focus.
I say that because I, in the past, have put my eggs in multiple baskets and now I kind of want to, either way, that's a whole different topic for a different, either way, Pitchstorm is a game and we're going to have a great time. How we're going to play it is that we got, character card and we got a plot card. We already have that chosen for us and we drew one and we liked it, but we haven't really like looked at it like a ton. We just like, oh, that was funny. And then we started like setting like IMAT, we set up Audacity and stuff like that. So it's not like we've been pre-planning this movie in our head. In future ones, we will draw it live. But the card that we will draw live is the producer note card. And so when the producer note or executive note card comes in, they're like, basically like, that story is great, but what if you added blank?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's a great game mechanic because it throws a wrench into the like doing your fun pitch. And it's also thematic, because it's like, that's the big joke, is that the studio executives always have terrible notes.
Yes. Spiders in Superman or whatever.
It's a fun shorthand. Yeah, man. Spiders in Superman.
That would be a great band, podcast.
Spiders in Superman?
Yeah.
That is a great
Okay. title. Guys, don't we have a new show coming out. It's called Spiders in Superman, where we take alleged producer notes and we goof on them.
That
I
could
guess.
Be what we call these episodes.
Yes.
We're doing a Spider-Man and spiders and Spider-Man.
No, you are.
Damn it, it's too hard.
Slow down. Spiders and Superman.
Yes. An SNS.
So we're going to start with what we have so far. I have a random timer generator. So the timer is minimum 10 minutes, but maximum 25 minutes. And then I'm going to click ready when we start. And the timer will randomly go off in between one of those intervals.
Yeah. And the idea is we're going to try to create a whole story from this. Like it's the game. It's like you're trying to just come up with some little snappy, quick, jokey
like
thing.
Pitch, I guess.
But we're going to try to like flesh out
at least a little bit more, like not like intensely.
Okay.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Well, you know, somewhere in between writing a comprehensive feature and a pitch.
Yeah. This is a
somewhere in between there. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Hey, if we only get to pitch, that's okay too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is our
it's our first time. Don't bully us. So that's what we got going on. I'm going to drink some tea and water really quick, and then I will click ready and we'll go.
Nice.
And I do a face massage. I've been talking so much the last 4 days and my face hurts.
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
The fuck?
That's what I needed. Okay, I didn't realize it would spit so much.
It's fair. It's just jarring. I didn't know what was happening, and I heard the noise. I looked over and just saw spit fly.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, start. So it's also a mystery timer.
Yeah.
A soccer mom determined to help her kids win the big game gets in trouble with the mafia.
Okay.
That is the pitch, which first of all, sounds amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the only like mom-centric movie that came out this year was like Night Bitch.
Yeah. Has that come out already?
Yes.
It's okay.
Gone sure. and went.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
based on the book. So you go while I drink some tea.
Okay. I think first, you got to figure out, are we trying to work on it or pitch it? Because I was going to say, like, well, first we got to figure out, like, in what way is she trying to help them win, right? Because that should probably lead to the mafia thing.
Well, probably, like, a bake sale. Like, I need to fundraise money to get them to nationals.
Okay.
That's, like, a thing.
Okay, so it's not, we're not going absurd comedy where she's, like, dressing up as a little kid or something. And, like, being a, like, she's an ex, soccer league champion.
Yeah.
And she's now okay.
I think it would make more sense, although I do like the ridiculousness of it. And what your pitch is or idea is so far.
Maybe she's also the coach.
Yeah, that could be something.
Okay. But it definitely like what she does pulls the mafia in.
Yes.
So what's something that like okay, so if she's doing a bake sale.
Yeah.
How do you get involved in the mafia? When it, whoa.
Okay. You go. I was going to just say mafia has, they usually have money in their organizations.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And the bake sale's trying to raise money. So we got a link there.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. What were you struck by lightning about?
Okay. What if one of the kids on the soccer team is a child of a mafioso? Like their kid is one of the kids on the lead in the team.
Yeah.
And so there's like this, the mom and the parent that's in the mafia are both like, we got to help them. However, we need to help them.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't realize that like the other parent is in the mafia. So there's like, they just go down this like route where like, maybe it's farcical.
Yeah.
Where the mob person doesn't realize that she doesn't know that she's not in the mob.
She's so busy all the time being mom.
Yeah. And she doesn't, she's like, okay, well, we're going to like, I feel like there's like the scene that
she doesn't see the warning signs of the other parent wearing like fur coats
right.
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, right. And then like there's like going to be that turn scene where it's like, okay, we're meeting here to do the thing,
mm-hmm.
and then the mom is like, yeah, of course, like yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. and then that's when it's like, whatever the situation is, like maybe they're like, you know, beating someone up to get something out of them.
Okay,
and the mom is immediately like. And that's when the mom is like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then she's like, what do you mean what's happening? You agreed to, this is what we'd agreed to do.
Okay. What do mafias typically do business in?
I know construction's a big one, I think.
Is it?
There's like, I think it's the cliches are usually like.
I don't know if I can use my phone because it has a timer. I think it would still work, but.
Here, you want me to.
Yeah, can you look up what is typical mafia
businesses? What is typical mafia businesses?
We don't really watch that many mafia movies.
Okay, how stuff works. 10 businesses supposedly controlled by the mafia. Of course, the picture of the Sopranos.
Yes.
So we have...
I want to watch that. I haven't watched it ever, and apparently it's a big deal.
Yeah, I've heard about it like almost my entire life.
Me too.
All right. Garbage hauling waste management. Yeah, waste management is a big one.
Oh.
Here, there's just a list at the top. Gambling.
Oh, that's a good one.
Carpentry and construction.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wind energy. That's fun because it's like modern.
Okay.
Real estate. Restaurants and pizzerias.
Ooh.
Bakery.
Yeah.
Bars. Pornography. Probably want to stay away from that one. Music recording. Number one is drugs.
Well, I was thinking drugs.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know. Okay. What if the other parent or the mafia parent starts selling drugs at the bake sale?
Okay. Yeah.
And like it to the other parents.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to the soccer mom doing the bake sale.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I do like the idea of the other parent also being a mom.
Yeah.
Just because I do like the very Long Island mafia wife.
Yeah.
And like casting someone who will really play that up.
Lady Gaga.
Yes, okay. Lady Gaga is the mafia mom.
I'm trying to think of like who would be, and casting is the fun part. Who would be like regular mom?
Yeah. Regular mom is, well, we probably want a comedic actress.
Yeah, but not like too comedic.
Yeah, we don't want like...
Like, I don't want Amy Poehler. I don't want Tina Fey.
I don't want... I think like there's a version of this movie that we wouldn't like, which stars...
The movie we're pitching, I feel like that like Will Ferrell crowd.
Yeah.
Like they had like a casino movie.
Yeah, there's like movies
that
like
we
this.
Watched one time.
There's the one with... I can't think of her name, but she would like... She would be a quick cast for this, but we don't want to cast her.
Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy. She has one where she's like, it's kind of similar, where she's like a CEO, but then she has to like work
with
the
Girl Scout.
Truck.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like Melissa McCarthy has such untapped, like she has so much potential.
That's the, yeah.
Anyways.
We want somebody like,
let's
a
just,
fresh comedic, whatever.
Yeah. Well, pause on that.
Yeah.
What if it was someone like, Tig Notaro?
Oh, okay. I mean, if we could get Tig, that's huge. Especially because, like, I feel like with the premise, you expect a McCarthy.
Yeah.
But when you get, like, Tig energy, where she's like, a lot of it's just like, okay, so we're selling drugs now to help the kids. I guess so. I think that's a much more fun, because then you have Lady Gaga, then you reverse how you expect it. And Lady Gaga is the one who's, like, the over the top. Like, basically, like, you remember what you did in Gucci?
Yeah, House of Gucci.
Gucci. Do that, but like, you know. I'm not, no, great movie, loved it. Absolutely marvelous performance. But like, do that, but like.
Rose Byrne would be someone that often gets cast in these types of roles. And I don't think she would exactly hit it though.
This is going to happen a lot.
Yeah.
Who is that? Because I'm so bad.
Neighbors and Insidious.
Okay. She'd be great.
Yeah.
I like
her. She's closer, but I like something so absurd almost.
Okay, so we have Tig Notaro and we have
Lady Gaga, potentially.
Yeah, potentially. We're writing for them. We don't know if they're attached to So I do like the bank. So like the maybe the because Lady Gaga is just like unhinged.
Yeah.
So it's like we're gonna do a bake sale.
And she's selling Coke to the other.
Yeah. And she's like, so it's like there's whatever the thing they need to raise money for. They need the new uniforms or
to go to nationals or whatever. And like Lady Gaga's arc is that she needs to be more involved with her child's life.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, she's like, I
like the, it's like the opposite, you know, buddy cop in a way where like Tig Notaro needs to learn that she needs to like make more time for herself.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga learns.
Yeah. They help each other learn. Like it's important to have time for yourself, but also have time for your kids. Yeah. That's great. So yeah, they're going to do a, like, let's do a bake sale. And, because then there's like a double reversal where it's like, you think what's going to happen is going to be like, because it's a cliche of like, like, did you like, basically there's like the, what do you mean there's, we're doing, we've been selling, like, because it's like, they have the bake sale and they make like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Tig Notaro's like, how did we possibly make this much money?
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga's like, what do you mean? We did real good. Like, and then that's the reveal of like, I thought we were on the same page. We're selling the bank, you know, a bank sale, quote unquote. And then you think it's like, did you put weed in the brownies? He's like, no, I just sold bricks of coke and heroin. So it's like, not even like the weed and the brownie thing. It's like, she's just selling hard fucking drugs. And then like, you know, there's the bank sale, you know, you have the great scene where there's like, Wall Street bros and so who are coming to this like the line down the block from this like kids soccer team.
Oh, what's the one comedic actor who is like kind of like always like he's like John Mulaney's Wario but sad.
John Mulaney's Wario but sad.
Nathan Fielder.
Nathan Fielder is who is he?
He's one of the business guys
buying coke and what have you.
Maybe he gets implicated and that leads to their troubles later. Yeah. Like that leads to like we gotta stop this
or like he's a lawyer.
Oh and then,
he comes back later to help them out.
Yeah,
in court or something.
Tim Robinson would be the one that gets cut. Tim Robinson.
Tim Robbins in a scene where they're like waiting in line. He's like, can we fucking hurry up?
Maybe he would be the great coach.
Yeah, he's the coach.
who's buying the drugs.
Yeah. So he's the coach and he's just like super high strung.
Yeah.
And you know, there's like scenes where Tig Notaro was like, I don't know, man. Maybe you should like lay off the kids. He's like, don't tell me how to do my fucking job. And then just runs off. And then later there's just a fun little bit where he's like, where Lady Gaga's like, I mean, he's like one of our best customers. And then Tig like sees him and he's like, you look at him in the field in the background running around, just like yelling at the kids. And she's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, then they do the bake sale and then there's got to be some trouble that happens on the bake sale where...
Maybe it's like, why do we even do a bake sale anymore? And then everyone's like, where's the cookie? I don't know. Okay, so we have, you know, it gets in trouble with the law, possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lady Gaga,
mm-hmm.
turns out she took the drugs from her mob husband.
Yes.
And he's like, where did you, what do you mean you took these drugs to sell to the bank thing or whatever?
Yeah.
And she's like, you said I should be, you said I should be with the kids more. I'm trying to take part in the kids' lives. Make up your mind, motherfucker. And he's like, you can't take those drugs. So now they're like in trouble with like they have maybe
she sold them way under market value.
Yeah, right. she
doesn't really know the market value because she always has access to these.
She's like, relax, we made 10 grand. There's plenty for the kids and for us. He's like, that was $4.5 million worth of coke and heroin you sold.
I don't want to sell heroin. I feel bad.
Okay, no heroin.
Just coke.
Heroin's too far. That was millions worth of coke. Right. And she's like, Oh, that's more than I thought. So then there's like maybe a...
That's why it was so popular.
Yeah, yeah, because I wrote... He just wrote like, you can't beat these prices! So they're now like...
they're short on cash again.
Yeah, there's maybe there's
so now
a ticking.
They actually have to use a bake sale, and then...
So now people keep coming for the drugs, and it's like...
No, buy our baked goods because we gotta make up for the loss of the coke.
There could be a scene where it's like a sugar cookie.
Yeah,
and then like just a dude is like,
"Oh,
okay."
It's producer note time.
Producer note time. Oh, I had a great joke, but it's fine.
Go ahead, tell your joke.
The guy comes up and he like takes a sugar cookie and he crunches it up and he starts snorting it, thinking that the coke is in there.
Yeah,
and then there's just a shot of Tig Notaro watching him and then be like. I mean, good luck with that. Okay, producer note.
Producer note. Great news. We have a grant to film this whole movie at the North Pole.
Okay, well, shit.
I think that's perfect. That helps a lot.
You think that helps a lot?
Yeah, well, because it can be Christmas. Or, you know, Coke and it's snow.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, it has to be North Pole-centric, but we're just filming at the North Pole.
Yeah, it doesn't. Have to be about,
but like
Santa's workshop.
How often are people playing soccer in the dead of winter, though? Okay, that's the thing. It's like an indoor. Maybe they need money to help. They play indoors.
Yeah,
but they need to travel to where it's warmer. To it has to be in the okay. So it has to be winter. I do like the Christmas.
Okay, well, how do we make this a Christmas movie? Because we could interpret this producer note a lot of different ways.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so all we know, so it just says good news.
This is great news.
Great news. We have a grant to film the whole movie at the North Pole. Okay, so it's at the North Pole. Question.
Yes.
Is this a reality where Santa Claus exists and lives at the North Pole?
We can do that. So I feel like that's a fair enough read of the card.
So in this world, when they say at the North Pole, we have access to Santa and his workshop.
Yes.
Like, okay, so this movie is being pitched in a world where Santa is real. So,
yes.
Okay. Number one, here's the hope. We got a hard pitch. Hopefully we can get Santa to play the mob husband.
Yes. This is Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus is the mob wife.
Oh my God. Speaking of industries that the mafia gets involved in, maybe the mafia has basically taken over Santa's whole deal.
Oh, and his workshop is a
drug place. Yeah.
Drug manufacturer.
At some point. At some point. I like how we're building lore for the world the movie is in, not the movie itself.
We need to build the lore so that we can write the movie.
Well, no, I guess. Okay, no. The lore is that Santa's real. And in the movie, Santa's workshop, Santa, if we can convince Santa, he might be offended by this idea. But at some point in history, the mob took over. Maybe it's like, remember that movie?
I feel like Santa could be like The Rock in this case.
Sure, like a red one where...
Well, like, he acts like The Rock.
Okay, like he's like a tough guy.
Well, no, like he's like arrogant.
Oh, he's an arrogant asshole. Like in the reality that the movie...
Okay, I think we need to come back to... Well, first of all, there's no more timer.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have a timer going forward, so we have time. So everyone... Calm down.
Everyone calm down.
Wait, what was the... Yeah, what time are we at?
I mean, we're at 34, but like a huge portion of that is...
Yeah, is me drinking tea and trying to get Orange to meow into the microphone.
Yeah, so we could either set a new timer for another one or try to finish this one off and see if we want to do another.
I think we try to finish this one off with the producer's note. Don't worry about the time.
Okay.
We're okay. Like, we just need to finish it within reasonable podcast time.
Okay. All right. So we're shooting at the North Pole. We need to...
Oh, we need to establish, is Santa real, like, in this movie? Like, I was thinking more like it can... The North Pole could mean, like it could be a movie with Santa.
Yeah, okay. So
it doesn't, like, with a Santa character.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that Santa was legitimately real.
Right. I mean,
in the movie, we're shooting, he's real.
We're shooting at the North Pole, but we're doing a Santa movie on location.
Yes.
Like, even though you can just have the North Pole be anywhere, that's okay.
Yes. We're shooting on location.
Right. We got it. We got this grant to shoot in the North Pole, so we might as well make it Christmas themed.
Yes.
Okay. So Santa's not real in the. If kids are listening, Santa's very real.
But no, if kids are listening, Santa's not real.
Yeah.
The realness is the magic that you make with the time that you have with others.
Yeah. Aw.
So
that's the button to the end of the movie. That's
yeah.
That's the big message of the movie. That's the
theme.
The theme. Okay. So yeah. So I think the big thing we have to figure out.
Yes.
Is the soccer in winter.
Yes.
If we're doing
it's like hockey,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
anyways,
yeah, well, yeah, it's like that in that they're both sports,
yeah,
one is played in winter, one is played on a grass field in the summer, I think.
I think anytime,
there, yeah,
there's not snow on the
it's
road.
A non snow based,
yeah,
sport.
Well, I was so, like, hockey is like soccer winterfied,
yeah, that's true, yeah. So
I don't know if I'm adding complications. Anyways, so, go ahead. Go talk.
Okay. So, I feel like that has to be addressed.
Okay.
Right. 'Cause it's like, why the fuck is there a soccer team in the North Pole?
Okay.
And also, how could there be the whole league? And it says the big game. What does it say? It says, a soccer mom determined to help her kids win the big game. Okay. So there's a big game.
Oh, okay. 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 Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So the league is all like, if we use like Santa's workshop elves, those are like Santa's like children.
Sure.
They're like the extended.
Yeah.
Ness to it. But Tignataro has been relocated to do, you know, her work,
yeah,
right, you know, at the North Pole,
right.
So she enrolls her kids in the soccer league that they have at the North.
Yeah, because it's like she takes a job as admin for Santa or something,
or whatever,
or in the, I don't, you know.
She's doing a like ocean research.
Yeah, yeah, she's a researcher or something. So they're in the North Pole, and her kids loved soccer.
Yeah,
and so that's like the big disappointment. But then she realizes she's like. Like, she's your first day at work, somebody mentions the Santa Claus Soccer League.
Yes.
And so she's like, oh my God, great news. And then there's like, you know, when we first visit the North Pole.
And it's just themed that way. She doesn't realize that Santa's actually real.
Yeah. She thinks it's just like a theme. And, but like, there's like on the premises, the workshop premise, Santa's home.
Yes.
There's like a big dome where it's like Sandy's.
Dome.
It's dome. Like, yeah. It's dome where it's heated and it's like. You know, it's Santa magic or whatever.
Yeah.
Keeps it nice so they can play soccer there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then there's the elves. So that could be we could have some fun scenes with the kids and they're like playing with the elves and the elves are just like smoking cigars and stuff. And they're like, these kids are weird. So there's a big league. Yeah. And then Santa is mad at Mrs. Claus for not being in the elves' lives enough. She's not taking part of the family business enough.
Yeah.
She needs to have a better rapport with the elves.
Yeah.
So is the coach, are we dropping him or is he like an elf or how does that work? I guess there's other adults who live in the North Pole in this world.
Yes. How does this work? How does this fucking
work? Because like we need people to be buying the drugs.
Should we nix the whole Santa element to it?
Okay, let's try nixing the Santa Claus. So okay. It's basically the
we're just redoing everything except, okay, why is the mafia there? Why is Tignataro? We know why Tignataro is up there.
Yeah.
We got to figure out why the mafia is up there.
Yeah, so Tignataro has been relocated.
She works at like the thing base.
Yeah, right, yeah. They're in this like, you know, it's this isolated, cold, it's just this like far out like cold community. I don't know how that works. There's like...
Well, okay. Never mind. Go ahead.
It's just like, they live in a like a small town on the North Pole. I didn't even know people lived up there. They sure do.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go live up there because I got this big job. And they're like,
"Hey, but we climate love- change. There might be you know, not so cold times."
Right. So they get but we love soccer. She finds out that there. Okay, here we go. She finds out there's this crazy soccer league, right?
Yeah.
And she finds out that the mob, the head mob, he fled to the North Pole because he had like the he's running from the law.
Yeah.
He's on the lam.
Okay.
And this is kind of like a place in North Pole where there's just like a mob presence in this small town.
Yeah, they had to hide away. Maybe Lady Gaga's character, like, she wants to move back and she wants to feel like a mafia again.
Yeah, she misses it. She misses the Long Island life.
Yeah.
And so and he's like, we have to live here because
we have to live on the land.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that, like, was his own, like, internal, like, calling as a mafioso was like, I don't want to be a mafioso anymore. Yeah. I want to, you know, I want to live off the grid.
Yeah.
He became one of those people. That
okay.
Like,
yeah. Now the drug thing, if we still do that, maybe it's like, but then it's like, oh, maybe she just sells the drugs and he's like, why did you get us back into this?
Yes.
Like you dragged us back into the mob work and it gets the attention of like other mob. Cause there has to be some conflict with the mob with like the soccer. I feel like, okay. Man, this note really, really
this, yeah, this note
up.
Really fucked up. But we have to do it because if we produce this movie, then we'll be set for life, and then we can just, you know, one big one for them, the rest for us. So that this is why we're doing this, folks.
Yeah, you pulled off the big North Pole soccer movie. You got financing for whatever projects you want.
Yeah, and we don't have to worry about like funding for retirement anymore. We're good. This is why we push through.
Yeah. Okay.
I've always said, I'll do one studio movie if I never have to worry about money again.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe we don't do the...
Okay, let's switch it up. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start... Yeah. Okay.
Now that we know it has to take place in a snowy atmosphere.
Okay, start from the fucking beginning. Okay. Tig Notaro moves to the North Pole to finish her doctorates in climate change oceanography studies.
Okay.
And brings her kids with her as she is going through a divorce.
Okay. Nice.
She enrolls them in the local... small, you know, soccer thing, and they have the chance to go to nationals but need the money to go there, and nationals brings them back to like their home. It's like a reason to go home. Like they're very like dedicated, like I want to go home and see my friends and show them how good at soccer I am.
Maybe that's a because you can get comedy out of like a soccer league in the North Pole.
Yeah.
And like they're playing soccer, but there's like snow and it's hard. But then like her kids are like soccer pro, like they're so good at soccer.
Yeah.
And so like the rest of the team is like, you're incredible. Like, cause they're all terrible at soccer cause they've only played in snow.
Yeah.
but this person, like the kid is really good. And it's like this exciting thing. And like for the mom, it's like exciting cause the kid is like this big hero.
Mm-hmm.
To the team, and like it's meant so much to the kid of adjusting to living, and it's given the kid something to look forward to. So they're like, you're great at soccer, we actually have a chance this year. And then the Tim Robbins character can be back, and he's like, you know, it's like also he's always in giant coats. I like that imagery. And they're all just so excited about the fact that they actually are doing good this year.
Mm.
And I guess other leagues fly to the North Pole to play them. I don't know.
Oh, well, now we have to get in trouble with the mafia.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think maybe if there's like some sort of everyone flies into the North Pole and they have a North Pole like, you know, playoffs, nationals or whatever, you know, they get to host it and that's really exciting. But maybe the mafia that is off, you know, off grid
mm-hmm.
there is mad at her for bringing this bringing here.
All this attention.
And bringing all this attention to them. And tries to get her to tell them to not host it, you know, at the North Pole. So it's like disappointing her children or be in trouble with the mafia.
Right, yeah. So she has to figure out, like, what to do. That's the major conflict.
Yes.
And, like, what's the solution?
Yes.
I like it. Have we lost our Lady Gaga character?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. She could just be...
It's not the same dynamic.
Right.
But... I liked this movie more before we had to shoot in the North Pole.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, but that's studios, baby.
That's the studio note card. I like it. I like that we have like a good solid, like,
we're going to have a good solid pitch now.
Yeah.
We have a good log line or whatever.
Yeah. All
right. So
we have an emotional core.
We have an emotional core to the movie and, some conflicts and such.
All right.
So I'm sorry, guys, that we ran out of gas with that producer note.
That's the game.
That's the game. it was really great. I felt like we were having a great time, and it was really creative and funny. And so the producer decided to change the dynamic of it. But, you know, that's Hollywood, baby.
That's so.
Thank you for listening to this. I hope that you have found some joy in it. I had joy talking, so, you know.
Spiders in Superman. There it is.
Thank you so much for listening. Good night.
Bye.